But from abandoned buildings to something that's pretty much in keeping with the party season, it's the dress that many women have on hand for any social moment at a moment's notice. Yes, it is the unique and always fashionable little black dress.
Some designs are less about the finished article and more about the idea behind them. And the little black dress is surely the perfect example of this, an icon in its own right, and yet there is no standard little black dress. The idea behind it came from French fashion designer Gabrielle Chanel, who first showed a range of simple black dresses in 1926. A relentless innovator, she had already made humble jersey an acceptable material for couture clothing. Black, however, was the colour of mourning, and familiar only as day wear for the widows of France following the slaughter of the First World War. As a desire for colour crept back into fashion, Chanel saw this as reason enough to launch her new range. Their somewhat severe simplicity was offset by Chanel's signature accessories, a rope of large fake pearls, a fabric camellia, or a plain cloche hat. Chanel claimed that the dresses allowed the character of the wearer to shine through, rather than be obscured by gaudy frills and flounces, and that quasi-feminist notion took flight. The idea has never been out of fashion, quickly becoming a staple of every sophisticated woman's wardrobe. The leading actresses of Hollywood's film noir of the 1940s wore them to signify their independence, if not their wickedness. In 1961, Audrey Hepburn boosted its popularity in Breakfast at Tiffany's, her Givenchy dress so simply tailored that it quickly became the ultimate little black dress. Reclaimed by the punk movement in the 1970s, who teamed it with clunky boots and torn tights, and adored by the goths and emos of the early 21st century, the little black dress, or LBD, has managed to stand out as a symbol of the independent woman, dressed down to highlight her confidence, or dressed up to highlight her flair. Simple, classic, and in its understated way, utterly revolutionary.
Colin Bissett there and his history of the LBD, the little black dress. I like to think that my little black dresses are in their own way revolutionary as well. Coming up pretty soon here on By Design, we are talking sustainable materials in our panel for the home and for other buildings. And don't forget, you can head along to our website at abc.net.au/radionational if you want to make a comment or, in fact, listen to the podcast.